It's that time of the year again.
Live from Kiev, it's the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest.
For decades, Eurovision has been the global stage for over-the-top performances, glitzy costumes, sometimes really cheesy music, and of course, lots of drama. When the singing competition was created back in the 1950s, it was a post-war gesture to promote international harmony and good fun. But Eurovision has also become a place where regional politics and controversy go on full display. There was the year Russia withdrew from the competition because it was being hosted in Ukraine. And the year Georgia quit after refusing to change the lyrics to its anti-Putin song called "We Don't Want to Put In." Russia was hosting that year. This year's competition kicks off next week, but the 2019 controversy began as soon as the last Eurovision ended.
The winner is Israel! With 317 points, Israel wins with 500!
As Eurovision tradition has it, the winning country gets to host the next contest. The backlash came quickly.
The boycott, divestment, sanctions movement is once again setting its aim on cultural events in Israel, channeling their energies and pressuring the European Broadcasting Union, participating nations and artists to cancel their appearance in the upcoming Eurovision.
Omar Barghouti is the co-founder of the pro-Palestinian BDS campaign. Here he is explaining the Eurovision boycott to Israeli newspaper Haaretz back in January.
We see it as art washing, whitewashing through arts. Israel's decades-old regime of military occupation, apartheid, and settler colonialism.
Some big celebrities are on board with the boycott, but others have come out saying they want to boycott the boycott. The show is still set to go on next Tuesday, with all 42 participants as scheduled. Will the politics show up on stage? For that, many will be watching Iceland's Hattari. The group is a self-described anti-capitalist BDSM techno band. Yep, you heard that right. The trio has previously said it plans to speak up against Israel at Eurovision in Tel Aviv.
Obviously, we've been very critical of Israel and the contest being held here in a country that's scarred by disunity and conflict, while the contest is founded in the spirit of peace and unity. So for us, this is a contradiction, and maybe we're controversial for pointing that out.
Contestants are not supposed to get political on stage. Doing so violates the rules. But Eurovision without politics at all? That's hard to imagine these days, no matter who's playing host.